I'm Christopher Elliott, reporting this week from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm in the heart of Amish country, and before I get to this week's podcast, I want to say how nice it is to get off the express train and to slow down a little for a few days. I highly recommend it. Now, if you're a regular listener of this feature, you already know that I've been predicting, interesting summer for travel. And in this week's edition of Elliott Confidential, I have my I told you so moment. I didn't want to have it. I hoped I was wrong about the extortionate prices and terrible service, but I'm not. And so, as you're reading this week's newsletter, maybe you're thinking, what does this mean for me? Predicting the future is really difficult, and as I look around, I see no one really knows what lies ahead. Even the experts that I talk to don't have a clue. So here's what I've been telling my forum advocates. These are the good people who help answer consumer questions every day on our site. It's not just travel questions, but any kind of questions. You can find these advocates on my forum at forum.elliott.org, by the way, and their help is completely free. So first, you need to work with sources that you trust. An established media outlet with high standards can be helpful. But as someone who's written for all of them, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, I can tell you that they often get the story wrong, and they're rarely held accountable for it. And that brings me to the second strategy, and that is to use primary sources. A primary source is an original piece of research, data, or reports by eyewitnesses. So it's not some blogger opining about a story, it is the story itself. For example, in this week's newsletter, I link to a letter from the Flight Attendants Union that demands the government crack down on unruly passengers. That would be a primary source. So, credible sources and primary sources are really the only way to accurately predict what's going to happen next. Everything else is just talk. Something to remember if you're on a steady diet of travel blogs or if you get all your news from a single source. If you do, you're not getting the full picture. I'm Christopher Elliott, and I'm really glad you tuned into this podcast. Don't forget to sign up for it, and you can see more of my work at ElliottConfidential.com.